Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. Las Cruces High School has a unique distinction. For the last 2 years, its broadcasting program has included students chosen for a prestigious public media fellowship. Fred Martino reports.
It's an amazing honor. Just 20 students in the nation are chosen for an all-expenses-paid week in Washington, D.C. as part of the PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs. And for the last 2 years, Las Cruces High School students have made the cut. This year, Xavier Dominguez is going. He's excited about the opportunity and credits his work with professional journalists who volunteer to mentor students in the Las Cruces High Bulldog Broadcast program.
What they have taught me has been something that I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life and what I want to do for my future. I would have never been able to get myself out there without getting a story produced on KRWG.
I've been honored to work with Xavier and the other students in the program. Last year, Xavier and his classmates had another mentor, former KRWG reporter Simon Thompson. Simon is back in his home country of Australia, but his impact with these students and others will last a lifetime.
It's just inspiring just to see someone from out of the U.S. coming and like teaching other people of what they learned and just like their progress of what they've been through. And like it was just like unique just to see working with Simon, like the many things he's learned throughout his life and like just like seeing how he's come about from Australia to now here in the United States and working with us.
Something else unique, Xavier and other students in the Bulldog Broadcast Program have produced stories that have aired on KRWG and KPBS in San Diego. Another rare experience for students at the high school level. For KRWG, I'm Fred Martino.
For millions of Americans, Bill Cosby was an esteemed and beloved figure for decades. But today, commentator Walt Rubel and many others have a very different view.
I've always argued that you need to separate the art from the artist. Ted Nugent, for example, is clearly a racist, homophobic blowhard, and his 1975 song Stranglehold is an ode to domestic violence. But that bass line is irresistible. I was outraged by the things Nugent said, but never disappointed because I never saw him as anything more than a guitar player. Bill Cosby is different. Looking at the world through the lens of a privileged, toe-headed kid growing up in an all-white neighborhood, Cosby seemed to me to be someone special. I was too young and sheltered to understand Martin Luther King or Malcolm X, but I understood Fat Albert and his gang, and I liked them. The civil rights movement frightened me. I didn't know anything about institutionalized racism, such as the redlining policy in Denver that made my neighborhood all-white. I knew that there was a violent struggle happening, but I didn't understand why. My introduction to the black race came via television, primarily from two people. First, there was Diane Carroll, who played a nurse and a single mom raising a son who was about my age in the TV show Julia, which ran from 1968 to 1971. And then there was Cosby. In his Saturday morning cartoon show, his comedy records, and later in The Cosby Show, he touched on issues that were universal to people of all backgrounds. I understand now that Cosby presented a sanitized version of what it meant to be a black person living in America. He avoided the difficult topics that may have felt threatening to a white audience, as did so many other black athletes and entertainers of that era. In 2007, Cosby joined with Alvin F. Poussant, a psychiatrist, author, and lecturer, to write the book Come On, People, On the Path from Victims to Victors. It was seen by many as a rebuke of his own race. I read the book a few years ago and saw the controversy surrounding it as being mostly generational. I also thought at the time that it could have been a contribution to what is an important discussion. Now I know that the moral authority I bestowed on Cosby was misplaced. He was lecturing young men about wearing their pants too low after he had spent years drugging women to get their pants off. On Thursday, a jury found Cosby guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault for attacks committed against Andrea Constant in 2004 after she had been drugged by Cosby. Sadly, she was one of many such victims he assaulted. The Los Angeles Times details accusations dating back to the mid-1960s. More than 40 women have come forward to allege attacks that took place over more than 5 decades. I still believe that Cosby's work helped to improve race relations in this country at a very difficult time. But all of that seems hollow now. And so, in this case, I can't separate the art from the artist. There is nothing at all funny about Bill Cosby anymore. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.